Hi everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. In this episode, we're going to start a little mini-series on meditation myths. Today I'm going to talk about possibly the biggest meditation myth that is out there, which is that meditation is about feeling calm. So before we get into that, I just want to explain that this week I'm doing something a little special. I'm going to have daily episodes from today until Friday, and they're all going to be based on meditation myths. So make sure to come back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and listen to each of these episodes. And this will give you a good idea of the key meditation myths that are out there that I think we really need to be aware of, and we need to make sure we don't fall into them if we want to develop a deep spiritual practice.
This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started.
So I also just want to say that the numbers for my podcast are growing considerably, especially this month. And I just want to say I've now got dozens of listeners every day. And I just want to say, if you're new to Deep Psychology, you know, if you're one of these people who've recently started listening, I just want to say welcome. I'm Ross. I'm the host for this podcast. And if you've been around for a while, welcome back. And I'm really glad to see that the numbers are growing in conjunction with the numbers on my website, which continue to surprise me. And I hope we can continue together for the weeks and months and years ahead. So let's get right to the first meditation myth in this little mini series, and that is that meditation is about calming the mind. I'm sure that if you've dabbled in meditation, or if you've had some experience with it, or even if you know you're intermediate advanced practitioner of meditation, that at some point you have believed that meditation is about calming yourself down or relaxing, calming the mind, or you have been taught that it's about this, or you've read that this is what it is, or you've seen on social media that this is what it is. This is just such a ubiquitous myth. And it's not just a sort of innocent little myth, and this really goes for all the myths of meditation, but it's not just an innocent myth that you can think, oh, well, if we believe in it or not, if we follow this myth or not, it doesn't really matter. I actually think this is one of the main reasons that people give up with meditation so soon. It's quite well documented that people give up with meditation after not very long, almost, you know, like learning a language. You always have a lot of beginner learners, fewer intermediates, and then even fewer advanced students. Sadly, that's the case with meditation. And it's not because meditation isn't powerful. I think that one of the reasons is people have a lot of expectations about it. And one of their main expectations is that they're going to feel calm and relaxed while they're meditating. And if they don't, then something is wrong, they're doing it wrong, or meditation simply isn't powerful. And so if you believe this, you are setting yourself up for a big fall right from the outset. And I personally, as a meditation teacher and someone who's been practicing for nearly a decade now, committed regular practice, I never tell people that meditation is about calming down. I simply do not say it. Now, there are caveats to this. So will you sometimes feel calm and relaxed during meditation? Absolutely you will. That there's no question about that. Is that a good sign? I mean, it's something that can happen quite quickly. You know, after a few meditation sessions, even people who've never really done it before can have this effect on them. On the flip side, though, I would say that even as someone who's been practicing for nearly a decade, an experienced practitioner, I don't really feel calm and relaxed, not more so than I do in my daily life. And I don't go in with the idea, oh, I need to calm and relax, feel calm and relax. That's just not part of my thought process before I'm doing my meditation. So it can happen, and it can happen quite quickly, but it's a good sign, I suppose. It's a good sign that you're letting go into it. It's a good sign that you are sort of letting go of your gross attachments, you know, your thoughts about past and future, your plans, your memories, your urge to do something else, all the rest of that, and you're sitting nicely in your posture. Other than that, I don't have much to say about feeling calm and relaxed, because it simply is not. It's the way people see it is that is the goal of meditation, right? They see it that is the goal. And that is just a really shocking reduction of what meditation is about, right? I'm writing a book right now, which I think provides a fairly good milestone for people in the first sort of 10 years of meditation practice, which is to discover your innate fullness, your essentially infinite nature, your non-dual nature. And none of that, you see, that goal compared to feeling calm and relaxed is simply, it's on a different level, it's on a different magnitude. Equating meditation with feeling calm and relaxed is kind of like, and I said this actually in an episode back in January when I talked about why modern meditation is in a mess. It's sort of like saying that times tables are the goal of all mathematics. Why do I say that? Because, you know, times tables are the first thing we learn. It's what people typically think of when they think of maths. You know, when we think of maths on an everyday level, when we say someone is good at maths, usually we're just thinking about numbers and times tables, because most people, that's the extent of their mathematical abilities, right? And that's sort of what we use on an everyday level to compare. Now, obviously, maths is not about times tables. I mean, all of maths is founded on times tables, right? To a very high degree, that's true. But if you were a mathematician and all you knew were times tables, well, there's no chance you would get a degree. There's no chance you would even get through high school. There's no chance in the world you would become a professor of mathematics. So we can say that, you know, if meditation for you is just about feeling calm and relaxed, I mean, I don't want to say there's anything wrong with it. I mean, we all need ways to feel calm and relaxed, and it can happen. It can happen that you feel calm and relaxed in meditation, but you're not even going to progress to sort of an intermediate level. You're not going to get near to the deepest realizations that we can have with meditation, and you're not going to be able to teach meditation effectively just by teaching that it's about feeling calm and relaxed. You might be teaching something, but you're not scratching the surface of the depth of what meditation is and what it can do for a person. So that is my message. Feeling calm and relaxed can happen. Does it need to happen? No. Does it mean that you have a successful meditation whether you do or not? Feel that way? No, not at all. And quite frankly, I do not even think of that as a goal when I sit down to do my meditation. I simply don't. So the way around this myth, the thing is, it's really difficult because of our culture nowadays in the West, which is very instant. You know, we have instant coffee, we have microwaves, we have kettles, we have pills. Everything's very quick, you know. And the way meditation is sold is as basically a pill for feeling calm and relaxed, right? That's sort of the mainstream, like if you go on YouTube or you go on like the the main meditation apps, I'm not going to name names, you know, probably know who I'm talking about, the big apps that are worth millions, billions. That's what meditation is really sold as, right? It's not sold as this deep transformative spiritual practice. And I just want you to be very aware of that cultural context, that cultural programming. Another way of looking at it would be like reducing coffee to instant coffee. You know, all coffee is instant coffee. And ultimately, if it's not instant coffee, it's not really coffee. When actually it's the flip side is actually true. Instant coffee is a modern invention that is basically designed to save time. It's just designed to give you a little pseudo experience of it so that you can quickly have a cup and move on with the rest of your day and not have to do much cleaning up and not have to spend much time preparing it, right? So the same thing goes with calm and relaxation, and the same thing goes with most of modern meditation, unfortunately, that it is this instant coffee, right? And I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the real stuff. I'm interested in real transformative practices and wisdom. So what a caveat to all of this, I would say, is that if you are incapable of sitting down and sitting still for 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, if you're incapable of doing that because you cannot relax just to do that, or to calm yourself enough just to do that, then that is a big obstacle, because like it or not, especially in the early days of meditation, a lot of it boils down to sitting practice, to sitting down in a quiet area with not much distractions going on. And if you can't do that, you're probably going to be quite limited in your progress. So in that sense, that it's important, but that again, that's something that you will get over quite quickly within the first few weeks or months of your practice. You will learn just to sit with no stimulation, without moving, and just doing your meditation technique. That is, it's quite an easy thing to overcome. I'd also say that we feel calm and relaxed during meditation, not really because of the meditation itself, I would say, but because basically most of us are running around like headless chickens most of the day, especially with the advent of social media and WhatsApp and YouTube and instant entertainment, instant communication, the mobile phone phenomenon, you know, the smartphone addiction that a lot of us have, our short attention spans that are not innate, they've been programmed by technology, in my opinion. With that context, it's no wonder that people feel calm and relaxed just by sitting down for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. It's nothing really, in my opinion, to do with meditation. It's just the fact that they're not looking at their phones, getting the hits of social media and like TikTok and YouTube and these really overstimulating videos and information coming at them all the time. And that is the relaxation part that people get. It's not really the meditation, in my opinion. So what's my advice? And in the final episode of this week, I'm going to give you more general advice for overcoming these myths. My advice for this one is just to simply not have it as a goal. Like, just kind of do the meditation technique without trying to expect anything quick. In my book, I'm writing about how long it takes to have the realization that I'm talking about, which is quite an advanced realization meditation. And I'm basically giving a barometer, a rule of thumb for my readers, is 10 years of practice. 10 years of committed meditation practice, including daily meditation, meditation in daily life, retreats, study, 10 years, right? So if you're going to maintain meditation for 10 years of your life nonstop, you cannot go into every meditation session expecting fireworks, expecting a result, expecting some some like immediate positive reaction to come, because it's just simply unrealistic and it's not necessary. Relieve yourself of that burden. If you were going out running, or if you were going to the gym, if you were going to an exercise class for 10 years, you would not expect every class to be this amazing, wonderful experience where you suddenly realize that you've got double your muscle mass, or you've dropped a few kilos or whatever. It doesn't work like that. Change is very slow and progressive, and it works on you over time. Like, you know, like bread being prepared, or like wine being prepared. It's a slow process that takes time, and it just takes slow repetition and slow marination process, right? Just relieve yourself of that burden. Just do the practice with your best effort and best intention, and just try and let go of these expectations that you have. All right, so I'll be back tomorrow with my next meditation myth, and I'm excited to share that with you. And yeah, if you want to join my meditation classes in September, my virtual group where we don't just meditate, we also do psychological work, looking at studying psychological theory, looking at methods, studying philosophy, studying human history, studying the evolution of humanity, and so on. We do it, it's psycho-spiritual, it's not just spiritual. We're bringing the two together. If you want to join my group in September, follow the link in the description. Check that out. I would really be honored for you to join me. Great. Make sure to subscribe to get the latest episode notification for you. Make sure to come back tomorrow for my next myth, and I will see you very soon for the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.